When did you begin sound design?
I think sound and music are super blurry. Like, I started music when I was a kid. I started piano lessons, like lots of good Asian kids. You know, took classical piano lessons privately from a woman named Mrs. Wang. So in a way, maybe when I was a kid, I was already working with sound. And then as I grew up, I went to school for music and I studied composition. And then after I got out, I was just doing a lot of different kind of quirky and arty things with music.
I understand that you started making sounds for the beginning of the internet.
I was friends with a lot of artists and designers and animators. A lot of them started working when the internet started to become a thing, like in the late 90s. And they would call me, say, Lemche, could you, you know, make a sound for us? A bear growling or a little girl throwing snowballs off of a ski lift. And so I'd make all these little sounds and also music for brands and magazines. All the stuff that was happening in the late 90s on the internet, I kind of became the person a lot of people and companies came to add sound and music to their websites.
And you were talking about how artists came to you to put music or sound on the internet. How does that connect in some way?
Well, I've always saw a super blurry line between music and sound. I mean, a lot of the artists, even in the 50s and 60s and 70s, pop artists were experimenting with sound.
Number nine.
I think if you take any sound from nature and you repeat it or put it in some sort of form, it becomes a kind of music. Sound isn't the only world that I live in. I do a lot of music projects, but a lot of my music projects also have to do with kind of out of the box. You know, I don't work in super pop boxes. I tend to work on a lot of sound and music projects that kind of are maybe more closely related to art. Again, a lot of projects are like that, where I'm not really sure what it is, or it's kind of a puzzle with the way you're producing something or making something, and then it turns into something that, you know, you don't expect. And I think that's the great thing about art and music and sound. All of these rooms kind of are blurry and collide.
Do you think things would have turned out differently if you went down the path of being a visual artist?
Probably not. I've always kind of talked about, again, like I said earlier, music and sound and art and film, all of these creative tenets, they kind of live with each other. I sometimes think I shouldn't have gone to music school and I should have just went to film school or art school. And we end up kind of all thinking in the same way. We're trying to figure out, you know, the cliche is how to express ourselves, or I like to think about it as kind of puzzles. Maybe they're emotional puzzles, maybe they're life puzzles, trying to figure out how to make this thing. It could have been a painting, but it just so happens that me making things has to do with music and sound.